Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey, and we are getting a new festival season on Tuesday, Season 3. It will be Billie Eilish, and the other big piece of news is that you can now censor Take the L emote and others.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right, let's talk about Billie Eilish first. I'm a big fan of Billie Eilish. They put out a couple of things on social media, and Billie Eilish herself posted a thing on social media saying Fortnite Festival main stage for 23-24. And we get to see, you know, what the Fortnite outfit of Billie Eilish is going to look like, and it looks awesome. I'm a big Billie Eilish fan. You know what's funny is the way I found out about Billie Eilish was through wrestling, because there's a wrestling promotion that WWE runs called NXT, and one of her songs was like the featured song for that pay-per-view, for one of their pay-per-views. And so that's how I discovered Billie Eilish. And ever since I heard that song, it was the song You Should See Me in a Crown. Ever since I heard that song for that pay-per-view and the way they used it, to promote that pay-per-view, I was like, okay, I like whoever this Billie Eilish is. I got to find more of this music. And yeah, she's really good. So awesome that we're going to get songs like All the Good Girls Go to Hell, Happier Than Ever, Oxytocin, and Therefore I Am. Those are some of the jam tracks that they have told us will be in the season, and I'm sure we'll get some others as well. All right, so be excited for that. And then the other piece of news, as I mentioned, we got to talk about is this whole, blocking or censoring certain emotes that you will have the choice to do. Okay, so see quote unquote new confrontational emotes setting in Fortnite. Hey everyone, in April 23rd's version 29.30 update, we're adding new see confrontational emote settings so players can choose not to see certain emotes that are sometimes used in confrontational ways. Players who choose this will see a player using the emote standing still with no emote sound. The see confrontational emote settings applies to four emotes: Laugh It Up, Take the L, Whip Crack, and Make It Plantain. So if you choose to turn this setting on, whenever somebody does Laugh It Up, Take the L, Whip Crack, or Make It Plantain, you will just see them standing still and no emote sound. Just nothing will come through to you. You won't know that they're doing it. Although, if you know that the setting exists, you might have it in the back of your brain that it's a possibility that they are. Yeah, I'm not a big... I emote sometimes, if I remember. But a lot of times I just, I'm too busy thinking about what the next move is to stop an emote. So, I'm never hitting a lot of emotes like right after I eliminate somebody. There'll be like certain times where I really get in the mood that I do it. But most of the time I'm not. But I could see having this setting on, and every time somebody eliminates you and they're not doing anything, you'll have it in the back of your brain like, oh, they're probably doing one of those emotes to me. the new setting can be found under social privacy and will default to only show these emotes from friends in your party. You can change the setting anytime, so you can see these emotes from any player or not at all. Note, this setting does not change a player's ability to use any emotes. So yes, you will, if you own these emotes and you still want to use them, you will be able to use them at any time you want. It's just that anybody who has that setting on, they won't see you doing it. So you might have it in the back of your brain, you know, when you're doing the emote, like, it might not feel as satisfying because you don't know if that person's actually seeing you do it or not. But there you go. That is a little bit that we know about tomorrow's update with the Festival Season 3 and with this new emote setting. All right, there's a you know, the downtime is going to start at 4 a.m. Eastern. And when we get more details, we'll bring them to you. We have details out for LEGO Fortnite now, but it's a little bit longer, so we're going to do that in a different episode so this one doesn't run too long, and we'll try to spread it out, you know, all the different updates that we're going to get. You know, for now, quickly, Battle Royale has 124,000, LEGO has 22,000, Ranked has 37,000, Team Rumble 2,000, Zero Build 200,000, Rocket Racing 2,000, Festival has 11,000 or 12,000. Hopefully that'll go way up tomorrow when the new Billie Eilish stuff comes out, but we'll see. For Quest, the Elements Battle Pass is still there. For Quest-wise, I mean, just keep up to date on everything. Get caught up. No new quests yet. I mean, we should be getting a new set of quests soon, but for now, just, you know, get caught up on everything that is already there. And let's go ahead and take a look at the item shop and see what's in the item shop today. The cars, the jam tracks, the instruments, Lady Gaga, the Lego stuff. We got the Triage Trooper for 1,500, Hot House Outfit for 1,500, Serenade Outfit for 1,200, Flatliner Pickaxe for 800, Airlift Glider for 1,200, Phone It In Emote for 800, Switch Step Emote for 500. We got the Panda Team Leader for 2,000, Gold Trooper Outfit for 1,500, Wake Rider Outfit for 1,200, Surf Rider Outfit for 1,200, Dual Fillet Pickaxe for 500, Clean Groove Emote for 500. The TwitchCon Champions Locker Bundle is here. It's got the Glitch Outfit, Cold Snap Pickaxe, Falcon Glider, Bloomin' Bouquet Emote, Scanlight Wrap, the Signal Severed Back Bling, all for 2,400, which is 1,600 off the total. We got the avatar items here, Coachella and Eminem. All that stuff is still here. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. All right, for our item of the day today, I've always been a big fan of this one. I think when my wife would play, she hasn't played it in a long time, but every once in a while I could get her to play with me. And this is one of the outfits that she owns. It's one that I like as well. The Panda Team Leader Outfit. You know, I like those team leader outfits, the Cuddle Team, the Panda Team, you know, these mascot, you know, the... Most of these, like, bear mascots, I like. All right, so there you go. There's your item shop of the day, or your item of the day in the item shop. Pretty decent item shop today. Let's see here. Like I said, when we get more details about the update, we'll bring those to you. We'll bring you the LEGO update details. So be on the lookout for those. But for now, make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.